Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go right to the lines. Rocky of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Rocky?
Good morning. My thought is I'm hungry. When I get hungry, I get nasty. How hard is it to understand everybody needs a meal and everybody's entitled to it? Every school kid could get fed real easy if they wanted to be, and we'd have a better society. And it shouldn't be an option you got to fill out. It's just there. You make it to school, it's part of your tuition. You're fed. It's beyond belief anybody tell me they could live on a cheese sandwich. These guys that vote for that, let's give them a weekly cheese sandwich and a fruit bar for lunch. Put them in the jail and let them wash the toilets for a while. Let them grow up and realize they're messed up. It's unbelievable, you know?
Right.
I'm glad you brought it up. Thank you.
Yeah, Rocky, yeah. I mean, let me give you, there are places where there was mass starvation, you know, in Ireland in the 1840s, in the Sudan, in a lot of places. And a lot of times forced starvation is simply a kind of an ethnic cleansing tactic, you know, and it's really the position of all the Western powers that we are going to stop, you know, mass starvation and so on. Now, you can say these kids won't starve because hopefully they're getting dinner at home or breakfast. But, you know, a lot of these kids don't get a breakfast either. There's a lot of urban school districts that'll provide a breakfast for kids if they come a little early, because it's hard enough keeping kids' attention in the classroom. How are you going to keep their attention if they're really hungry, like really hungry? They've had no breakfast and no lunch. And to say you get a cheese sandwich, come on, what, a piece of Velveeta between two thin slices of bread? You know, in the Navy, occasionally on a ship, they throw a guy in the brig for doing something. They feed him this old baloney that it's only bread and water. Absolutely not. There are dietitians in the military that say what the minimum calories are needed for somebody at a certain age and blah, blah, blah. And you give them those calories. It can have a very, very negative effect on growth. It can get a negative effect, obviously, on attitude. And what it does is it stigmatizes them. It used to be that 8% of Waukesha's population was under the poverty level. Now it's in the teens. A lot of it's in the city of Waukesha. So therefore, these characters out in Western Waukesha, if you drive through Waukesha, beautiful county, plenty of big homes and all that, but they don't want anybody who isn't like them. And so what happens is they figure, well, if we give the kid a cheese sandwich, we're technically giving them food. Well, no, you're not technically giving him anything. And if he's in high school, you give him a fruit bar. Why don't you at least give him a cheese sandwich too? What is this, a fruit bar? You give a teenager a fruit bar to get him through the day and he may not have had breakfast. I mean, that's cruel. That's deliberately cruel. So yeah, Rocky, thank you for calling in. Luke points out the good current word that that school board is catching some heat, because if they don't overturn it, I'll tell you what, every statewide Republican running for office in 2022 is going to have that jam right down his throat in a TV ad. You know, why didn't you do something about that, right? Why didn't you, well, you know, Rebecca Clayfish, why aren't you standing up to Waukesha? Because in the Republican primary, they want to win Waukesha. That's why. That's why. And Ron Johnson, why aren't you doing something about it? Because he wants votes out of Waukesha. And the kids that get the cheese sandwich and the fruit bar, their parents aren't going to vote Republican. The truth is their parents probably aren't going to vote at all. That is the sad fact of the matter. But the good news is apparently they're feeling the heat. This has gone national. I mean, I think this got into the Washington Post. It's gone in a lot of places. And if you have this isn't Florida. DeSantis would do something like this. But you do it here, and people are going to start getting very tired of the Republican Party very quick. Speaking of the Republicans, on another front, Robin Voss, the speaker, has now escalated the attack on our democracy to the point where he is flirting with going full frontal cyber ninja. What do I mean by that? He's already appointed some muscle, Gableman, to go in and sniff around the state and make it look like there's something wrong with the election, demoralize poll workers and clerks. And he's expanded Gableman's powers so that the muscle can hire, it used to be you could hire three guerrillas, three retired police officers who would go around and walk into some place in Brown County or Milwaukee County and go, Mabel, we heard there might be something wrong with the vote, Mabel. What did you do? Scare the heck out of an 80-year-old woman. Big former police officer comes in. Then he expanded it to the muscle can hire more than three guerrillas. He can hire as many guerrillas as he wants. Well, now he has done two things. He has said he will let Gableman decide what subpoenas he needs and Voss will sign them. That is an unconstitutional delegation of the power of the legislature. You cannot hire muscle and a couple of guerrillas. And Gableman gave a speech in November saying that it was a crooked election, that it was fraudulent. He's going around, quote, investigating it, end quote. And he, Voss is somehow delegating the power of the legislature to subpoena to this guy. That's unconstitutional. Obviously, some lawyer will occur to that too. It'll occur to him or her. They'll go into court, I hope. But they now say it'll be 680 grand, 687. Most people think it's going to be well over a million of your tax dollars. But Voss did one other thing that, in my view, is even worse and more dangerous. He has now accused the clerks of Wisconsin of corruption and said, quote, significant numbers of voters were felons, end quote. That's a flat out lie. There isn't a single clerk in this state who's corrupt, and there isn't a single poll worker in the state who's corrupt. And what he's trying to build on is every year election, the clerks will refer a few dozen cases to the DA. What are they? Some guy will vote because he has a summer home in Big Cedar Lake, West Bend, but he lives in Illinois. So he votes twice. When that happens, they refer it. They're almost all Republicans. Who owns a second home on Big Cedar Lake? Okay. But I don't care about that. The second thing is sometimes a woman is living with her mom or elderly mom. Her elderly mom dies, but the ballot comes and the daughter fills it out as her mother would have done. You know, she knows if her mother's going to vote for Biden or Trump, fills it out, signs her mother's name and sends it in. That's technically a felony. Don't do that. But most people don't know that. It wasn't done in bad faith. And that is the extent of the fraud. The second home in Big Cedar Lake and a mom and her daughter trying to carry out her dead mom's wishes. Okay. For him to say, the speaker, the clerks of this state are corrupt, and there are significant numbers of voters who are felons. The only felons involved in politics are in the Republican leadership. They're the true felons. And he is doubling down. This is a very dangerous, slippery path to cyber ninja and to destruction of our democracy. At some point, even with gerrymander, you've seen Tommy Thompson stand up to the legislature on mask and vaccine. You've seen Brian Hagedorn, conservative Republican judge, stand up when he had to uphold the constitutionality of our elections. There's a handful of people like that. There's Liz Cheney, Mitt Romney, Adam Kinzinger. But we are coming, I think, to a crisis now in Wisconsin, where Robin Voss has now flipped because he's afraid of the Trump QAnon base. He's afraid of the Trump QAnon base, and he's willing to say our clerks are corrupt and they're felon voters. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.